Welcome back to 32 Fans in 32 Days. I'm Alex Chester. With me, as always, is Wheels Wienerker. Steve, our long national nightmare is over. It's the end of the road. We've done 30 teams. We're doing the last two teams now.
Yeah, 30 down, two to go. Let's wrap this up. You actually have to decide. The final two teams are the Kansas City Chiefs, the New Orleans Saints, and you have to decide who's number one, who's number two. That's your first order of business.
All right, I'm going to say the Chiefs are number one and the Saints are number two.
Okay, so now breaking news as we're starting this, Antonio Brown's been suspended.
Yes, although we have no idea how long. It might be for one play, might be for the whole season.
I don't think it's going to be for one play because I think they're going to try and get some of the guaranteed money back. Mayock, there is a possibility he never plays for them.
Insanity.
Mayock got into it with him early this week, and it got ugly.
We don't know what that means, but that's what Schefter said in his tweet, that he got
into it. Yeah, and I'm saying Rapport is expanding by not really expanding, to pretend like it's his tweet.
Listen, Mayock, by the time people are listening to this, anybody who cares about football will know more than we know
now. I love when Ian Rapport does the, like so-and-so got cut because he's injured, but he is 100% healthy right now. Like, that's clearly the agent just feeding him something.
Yeah.
You know, it's like some player just got, you know, waived, injured, but he is healthy and ready to sign, you know, onto another team. Rapport is such like, he'll just repeat whatever you say. He's like a national Manish Mehta. Anyway, so let's start with Saints, if you think that Saints are two and Chiefs are one.
Sure.
I think if I told you that Drew Brees played 16 games, if you told me Drew Brees played 16 games, I'd say the Saints are in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, okay.
I think that the main thing stopping them, and you could say this with almost every good team, but I think all teams being completely healthy, this team's in the Super Bowl. If every single team in the NFL has no injuries, this is one of the two best teams.
All right, can I drop a Saints take then?
Yeah.
All right, the Saints will be out of the playoff picture for nearly the entire season, and they will never lead their division once the entire season.
So when you say out of the playoff picture, you mean that they won't be out of the playoff picture. Out of playoff picture,
if the season ended on
two and
after
seven.
Every week, they will be out of the playoffs for most weeks.
That's not really
season.
Yeah, so that's not really what out of the playoff picture means, but I know what you meant.
Yeah. I think that they're going to go 10-6. I think that they will make the playoffs. But I think that they will not be in the playoffs until about, you know, week 16 or 17. They'll be on the outside.
So that's
looking.
Schedule.
I have them at like 7-5.
We don't have to go game by game
for much of the season.
But what?
I think they're a good team. And by the way, if we're skipping directly ahead to our previews, I think that they're going to make the playoffs as a wild card, and then they're going to win, you know, three straight road games. And I do think they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
So you have them in the Super Bowl.
I don't
disagree
with you.
So, I mean, we could talk about the Saints, we could talk about the Chiefs, but also this is our playoff predictions preview. Yeah, so what are their hard games? What scares you about the early part of the Saints' schedule? Because every team that plays the Saints, quick Saints core, Breeze, Thomas, Terron Armstead, Marcus Davenport, Marshawn Lattimore, Cameron Jordan, Alvin Kamara, Ryan Ramczyk, Marcus Williams, Eric McCoy. Loaded. Just a stacked young team besides Drew Breeze.
Did you see that video, by the way, of the way that the last five playoffs ended for the Saints?
No.
So it's pretty amazing. So last year, obviously, they lost on the pass interference call.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The previous year, they lost on the best play, the best moment of my life. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
then they missed the playoffs for a few years. But the last time they made the playoffs before that was the game that they lost to Seattle. Right? On the Marshawn Lynch. Wasn't that the beast mode play?
Mm-hmm. Beast mode play, yes.
Yep.
They had four games on the Seahawks, right? They were 11-5.
They were
11.
Yes. Then the previous year to that was they lost the last second Vernon Davis touchdown pass from Alex Smith.
Yes.
In the year that the Giants of course beat San Francisco the next week, and then the previous game to that they lost. The previous one to that was the beast mode one.
Yeah, that was longer ago.
Yeah.
That was like
But they lost twice to Seattle, once to Beast Mode, once something else. So they've had five devastating playoff losses since their Super Bowl victory. So you ask me, so they're playing week two at the Rams and then week three at Seattle. So right there, I think they dropped to 1-2 early in the season, right?
Okay.
They have to play. They have to play at Chicago. That's a very tough game.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing. They're playing obviously home and road with all the teams in their division, all of whom are pretty good.
It's a stacked division.
Yeah. It's I really don't think I think that, that Tampa would be a wild card contender in the AFC.
Rank this division number one?
Yeah, I have three teams
in this
division.
Do you want to give me your division
rankings? I have three teams in this division winning double digit games, and I have three teams in this division making the playoffs. So yes.
I have three teams in the NFC South also making the playoffs.
Yeah. All right.
Your division rankings. NFC South 1, Do you have the NFC North too?
Well, I mean, it's the only other division where I have three playoff caliber teams. So, well, that's, I guess the AFC, the AFC North, you could argue. Although the AFC North, I think none of them are good. I think they're all just okay.
Yeah, I think those are pretty close.
Yeah.
I mean, you put the AFC East last.
FPI has the NFC North by far the best. They have the Vikings, I think, 6, the Bears, 7, and the Packers, 8. So they have, or maybe 7, 8, 9. So they have three of the top 10 teams in the league in one division.
Yeah, 538, I think, had them basically all even, oddly. The Lions is a little bit back, but not even a full game.
Yeah, so I must be higher on the Bears than other people, because I think the Bears are better than the Vikings.
The East both suck. The West both, you know, the AFC West has two teams. I mean, the Raiders might just lose every single game at this point.
Yeah,
you know,
who knows?
Like, Antonio Brown's literally their best player. Like, who knows? Josh Jacobs, like, people are excited about him in fantasy. Like, who knows if he's actually going to be good? He's never been a bell cow back. The offensive line is okay. Like, there's really, you know, they don't have the pass rusher anymore.
Wait, why are we talking about the Raiders? This is a Saints preview right now.
Okay. Well, we're talking about the Saints and the Chiefs, but we're basically about to get into playoff picks. So I was thinking, in terms of, like, you're talking about Saints history since they won the Super Bowl, to turn around on the Saints, because, yes, they have a hard early season schedule. So remember that if they are, like, 3-5 and people are like, oh, the Saints are done, Breeze, put a fork in him, and then they reel off 7 out of 8 to end the season.
And I don't think they're going to be 3-5, right? They'll be 5-3.
Oh, okay, fine. But they'd be out of the playoffs. Okay. I was trying to think, because we're going to talk about the Chiefs. When was the last time a team with, like, a legitimately bad defense won the Super Bowl? Because if you're talking about all offense, no defense teams.
Okay, well, there's a pretty easy answer here, because Bill Barnwell wrote an article about it last year, which is the answer is last year. Last year, the final four had, like, the greatest offenses and the worst defenses ever for a final four in history. And then, of course, we ended up seeing a 16-3 Super Bowl, the lowest scoring ever.
Yeah. So, the Patriots had a kind of a bad defense last year.
Yeah.
But it's a little tricky. Like, a lot of people think they had the best secondary in the NFL. So then how can you objectively have such a bad defense with a bad secondary?
Really? A lot of people thought that?
They have an elite secondary, the Patriots.
Yeah.
I mean, they dominated the Rams in the playoffs. Now, they didn't have a pass rush. I'm not saying that's a good defense. Because I was going to – the Patriots are a little bit tricky last year.
Yeah.
But before that, I would say, you know, the worst defense to win the Super Bowl in the 2000s has been the Saints. That was very mediocre defense.
The Colts in 2006 did not have a good
– The Colts didn't have a great defense either.
Bob Sanders was good, but he was injured.
Yeah, they didn't have a great defense. I mean, they didn't really need one. They had played such a soft schedule. Yeah,
the Giants – you know, I guess had more defense than offense, but weren't really a good team at all. They were 9-17. That's just, you know.
No, but that was a defense first team. So no, defense first teams have won many Super Bowls in 2000. The Ravens, the Bucks, the Broncos, many.
The Steelers.
Which one?
The Steelers teams that the Steel. Ben Roethlisberger was not good, and their offense was not good in the early O's when they were going to the Super Bowl. They only became good offensively when their defense started. You know, in this decade when they haven't won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, they had a lot of weapons. Like, that wasn't a bad offensive team. I agree that Ben was not, like, Ben's Super Bowl winning years were not his best years. But, they, you know, they were always stacked with receivers. They generally had, Bettis was shot, but Willie Parker was good the second time.
Yeah.
I guess it was a defense first team.
Ben Roethlisberger had 17 touchdowns and 15 interceptions the year they won the Super Bowl against Arizona.
Yeah, I said. Yeah, I'm not disagreeing. I'm not saying.
17, that's one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, now it would be the worst.
No, then it was also 17-15, okay. and then when they beat Seattle, what about the year they beat Seattle? He had 17 touchdowns again. Now, granted, he was injured a couple games. Tommy Maddox had 2.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I think you're forgetting now, people, because of the killer bees and how good Pittsburgh's offense has been, especially for fantasy in this decade. People forget how bad their offense was in the 2000s. They were a completely defense reliant team. Mm-hmm. Which is why it annoyed me when people consider Roethlisberger like a Hall of Fame type player, because he was not a good player then. He was like a poor man's Brady, and Brady wasn't a great player back then.
How about a rich man Stafford who happened to win 2 Super Bowls? Yeah.
No, he was a much worse player in 2005, 2006 than Matthew Stafford is now. Now, the difference is then Roethlisberger became a Hall of Famer over the last decade without Super Bowls, but yeah. So anyway.
Okay, so I'm talking about the Chiefs because I think their defense is actually going to be bad.
Yeah, but they were the Super Bowl favorites, you know, last year, and they you know were, you know, millimeters away from going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you can win 3 coin flips and make it, but the problem is like the teams that you play in the playoffs, like the Patriots, the Steelers, whoever you're going to be playing, will be able to move the ball on you. The difference is that the other teams are, yes, your offense is better than theirs, but they're more likely to get a stop in the fourth quarter than you are. I mean, so you have Okafor, you have a Honey Badger. These are guys who are probably overrated. Frank Clark and Chris Jones are probably the strength of there. And, you know, Breland's not great. Sorensen, I think, is overrated. Hitchens. It's a very not exciting defense. They have a bunch of draft picks who aren't starting. To me, they really only have two guys who they picked who look like they're going to play a lot. And that's Mecole Hardman, who people are super excited about, the third receiver. And Darwin Thompson, who's now really the third running back because they signed McCoy to back up Damian Williams.
Well, so let me cut to the chase then. What's your end of season prediction for the Chiefs then?
Well, I think that's a spoiler. Let's go to the playoff picks, okay? We're talking, you know, forget about the Chiefs and Saints. We both have them in the playoffs. Right.
So I predicted 256 games, I always do.
Yes. I want to go division by division.
All right. Well, let me just drop a series of hot takes on you. Okay?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Write all these down, everybody. Tell me how stupid I am in December. All
right. My favorite name on the Chiefs, Byron Pringle. I like the name Byron Pringle.
All right. I got Chester's dozen hot takes for you. All right.
Okay. Yes.
A couple of these I've shared on previous episodes. Number 12. These are in no particular order. The Green Bay Packers will not spend a single moment in first place in their division this entire season.
Okay.
Number 11. Other than Week 1, the Vikings will not spend a single moment in the playoffs if the season ended today.
Okay.
Number 10.
Probably true.
Number 10. The last undefeated team will be the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
Mercury Morris will toast Marcus Mariota as the win who ends that undefeated season.
Okay. Wow. Titans beat the Chiefs. Okay.
Yeah. Number 9. Until the week of Thanksgiving, the Cowboys will lead their division.
Didn't Mercury Morris just die?
Who?
Didn't Mercury Morris just die? Didn't one of the 72 Dolphins just die?
I don't know. So then who? All right. Well, whoever's toasting the lack of undefeated season is fine.
You think they have toasts in hell?
All right. Yeah. Number 9, until the week of Thanksgiving, the Cowboys will lead their division every single week, and the defending NFC champions will never lead theirs.
Okay.
Okay? Meaning,
like
of course,
said,
the Rams.
10-6 wild.
Meaning the Rams.
The NFC champions. Yeah. Okay.
Each of those facts will flip 4 days before Thanksgiving and will never be relinquished. The Cowboys will go from division leaders to out of the playoffs instantly and will stay that way. The Rams will take over the division and run to the division title.
By the way, very sincerest apologies to the family of Mercury Morris, who's apparently alive and well.
Alive and well, yeah.
Yeah.
But Kiva roots are going to go to hell one day.
No. All 72 right. Dolphins are yeah. automatic. Right.
Number 8, Washington will be the last team to get a win. It will come on Hoshana Rabbah.
Okay, people don't know what that means. What
team are they for people know, that's very, very late. That's a holiday in late October for the Jews. Number 7. The Carolina Panthers will win their division.
Well, who are the Redskins beating, by the way?
On Hoshana Rabbah.
Yeah. The Giants?
I have to. Let me go look at their schedule.
Better not be the Jets. Bills?
Washington. They will beat San Francisco in Week 7.
Okay, fine. Okay.
All right. They might not even win that one, so they might go out past Simchas Torah. All right. Number 7? The Carolina Panthers will win their division. Mm-hmm. By virtue of the fact that they get to avoid Raymond James Stadium. Because I think all four teams in that division are pretty good, so I have sort of the home team winning every divisional game in that
division.
What, is
there a game in London, Carolina?
Yeah,
Tampa?
But Carolina, Tampa's, okay. The Tampa home game is in London, and on a neutral field, I give that to Carolina.
I hope John's going to that game.
So I have Carolina going 4-2 in the division. I have everyone else going 3-3, and so Carolina wins the division by virtue of that. Number 6, I just said this one, the Saints will be out of the playoff picture most of the season and will never leave the division. Number 5... Yeah. The Arizona Cardinals will have two different 7-game losing streaks.
Wow.
Win, 7 straight losses, win, 7 straight losses.
I mean, who knows? Kyler Murray could be a freaking NFL MVP.
Yeah. Number 4, what else is new? The Patriots will clinch their division before Thanksgiving, and the Browns will be in last place in September, October, and November.
Wow. Okay. You're a Bengals guy.
Yeah. Number 3, 28 teams will have played 4 games before the Steelers climb out of last place for the first time all year.
Okay.
Steelers starting out rough. Number 2, no one in the AFC South will be more than one game above 500 until December at any point.
Ever. Okay, that's wild.
And number 1, last season's NFC Championship will be rematched in the first round of the playoffs, but this time the Saints will win in Los Angeles, starting their 3-game playoff road winning streak as they head to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So, all right, those are all my hot takes.
All right, I love it. I'm happy the 32 podcasts in, you decided to put in 5 minutes of work for the podcast. All right, so and you only did it for your chart. You just happened to be blessing us with something you did for your chart. All right, fine. AFC East, Patriots winning division, nobody else making the playoffs. We're on the same page.
Yeah. Is anybody,
give me the Jets record.
Yeah, I have the Jets at 6-10.
I think the Jets are you know, six. I mean, obviously, like, it wouldn't blow your mind if the Jets went 8-8. It wouldn't blow your mind if they went 5-11. I just think that the secondary is so bad, and in 2019, like, that's the last thing you'd want. Like, you could suck and have, like, no receivers. I don't know how they're going to get around it. Like, they literally have nobody. I'm talking about the cornerbacks only. The safeties are well above average, if not the best. But, like, the cornerbacks are so bad, and that's when they're healthy. Like, once they start losing guys, they're literally going to be starting guys off the street. Do you have the Dolphins winning 3 games, 5 games?
I have the Dolphins winning 4 games.
Okay, so we both have the Patriots winning division. Yeah. All right, AFC North, your division winner is?
Pittsburgh Steelers at 9-7.
Okay, I have the Steelers at about 10-6. And I also have the Browns making the playoffs.
I have the Browns at 9-7 making it as well. I have the Ravens 9-7 missing it on tiebreakers.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I think all those teams will be around. Yeah,
they're all 9-7, and I have Cincy 8-8, by the way. So,
I think that's too high.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a Dalton guy. What do you want me to say?
I think since he goes 8-8, I think Zach Taylor should win Coach of the Year. Maybe we should change that, make that bet. All right, AFC South. Anyone could win this division.
Yeah, I have Houston at 9-7. I have Tennessee and Indy at 7-9. I have Jacksonville at 5-11. I really don't believe in Nick Foles.
I have Houston winning the division. I think Indianapolis is going to be fine at 8-8. I think Tennessee is probably about 7-9. I really want to put Jacksonville in the playoffs, but I'm not going to. But to me, I'm going to have them at 9-7 with the Ravens missing the playoffs.
Okay.
I really want to put the Jaguars in the playoffs.
Yeah. So do it.
Fine. Jaguars make the playoffs. The Chargers don't. All right. So I have the Chiefs winning division. The Chargers missing the playoffs.
You have the Chargers missing the playoffs.
Which is very stupid because they're like, they have the best team. Let me think.
Yeah, I mean, I was the one who was a little cool on the Chargers yesterday when we released that episode, but I still have them at 10-6, and I have them locked into that 5 seed. So,
fine. I'm going back. I'm having the Jaguars miss the playoffs and the Chargers making it.
I mean, I have Oakland with 5 wins. That might be 5 wins too high.
Yeah, no, the Raiders, I think, are trending downwards at this point to maybe the first pick. And the Dolphins and the Redskins are so bad. Okay, fine. So now AFC playoffs. Who are getting your buys?
All right. Well, I have the Chiefs as the 1 seed, the Pats as the 2 seed.
Yeah, so those are my same buys. Do you have that as the AFC championship game?
Yes.
All right, who's winning playoff games?
So I have Houston beating Cleveland. I have the Chargers going into Pittsburgh and winning. And then I have the Chargers going into Kansas City and losing. And I have Houston losing to New England 34-10. And then I have the Chiefs beating the Patriots this year in the AFC Championship. So the Chiefs go back to the Super Bowl for the first time since Hank Stram beat the Vikings in Super Bowl IV. Congratulations to all our Chiefs, to Jayhawk Cole and all our Chiefs fans.
So I actually have Houston going into New England in week 2 and winning.
Oh wow, okay.
And then I have Kansas City beating Pittsburgh. No, mm-hmm. I had Pittsburgh beating Kansas City.
Yeah, Pittsburgh. And, wow, beating KC.
Yeah, and then I have Houston.
So you have
beating
a Houston Pittsburgh AFC championship.
Yeah, Houston Pittsburgh AFC championship, and I have Houston making the Super Bowl.
Oh, Houston makes the Super Bowl with
now. I want to be honest.
Duke Johnson or something.
Doesn't matter. I want to be honest.
Yep,
I had the Colts winning the Super Bowl before Andrew Luck got hurt. I'm sorry to Jacob Lewin. This could have been your year.
Yeah.
NFC East. Eagles or Cowboys?
I have Eagles at 11-5, Cowboys at 9-7.
I have the Cowboys missing the playoffs. I have the Eagles winning, but I think they're both 9-7 teams.
I have 1, 2, 3. I have 4 teams in the NFC, all 9-7, all missing the playoffs.
I'm going to blow your mind, actually. I think the Giants will be 7-9. I think they'll be fine, the Giants.
I have them at 6-10. So
I think the Giants are fine. The Redskins are going to suck. The Eagles and the Cowboys are 9-7.
Yeah. All right. I got the Eagles at 11-5. So I like the Eagles a lot more. I think one of the things we discussed yesterday is I like the Eagles more than you do, but you like the Chargers more than I do.
Yeah.
Although you have the Chargers in the playoffs. So.
We're going to have very different NFC Norths, though.
Yeah.
Your winner's the Bears, right?
I have the Bears at 11-5, Packers and Vikings at 9-7, and Lions
missing.
At 6-10.
Okay.
But I have all those teams out of the playoffs because I have the 3 teams.
I feel like if the Lions traded coaches tomorrow, I'd have them in the playoffs. But their coach is so bad, they might go 4-12.
Yeah. In addition to their coach being bad, their offense is bad and their defense is bad.
No, their offense is fine and their defense is fine. I have the Packers winning the division and the Bears missing the playoffs. The Vikings missing the playoffs at 8-8.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears missing it at 9-7. Okay. So the Packers are going to win that division. the NFC South. We each have three teams making it. I think the Bucks are not going to be awful. They'll be like 6-10-ish.
Yeah, I have the Bucks at 7-9, and I have Carolina, New Orleans.
But I agree. I think they
all
would
at 10-6.
Like, I don't know if the Bucks are worse than the Jaguars, who to me are.
And by the way, I don't think that the Panthers are a better team than the Saints or the Falcons. Again, I just think that if they all go 10-6, and the Panthers have the best divisional record, so you know, if that game was in Tampa instead of London, I'd have Carolina at 9-7 out of the playoffs. Yeah. And then I'd have New Orleans winning the division. So.
No, I have the Saints winning the division and the Panthers and the Falcons losing their first playoff games to their respective home teams.
Okay. All right.
And then I have the Rams winning the division. I have the Seahawks at 8-8. I have the Niners at 8-8. And the Cardinals also at about 5-11.
Yeah, so I have Seahawks 9-7, 49ers 8-8, so very similar. But I have the Rams only 10-6. I have nobody with more than – I have 11 wins as the two NFC wildcard, the NFC buys right now.
Yeah, so I have the Saints over the Eagles. Maybe I should
in the playoffs.
Maybe I should have picked Atlanta over Philly in that first round. But I have the
Eagles. So I have Atlanta. Philly. So the tough thing about this game is how healthy is Cam Newton going to be in January? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really don't know. So yeah, if Cam Newton is healthy, that you know what, it doesn't matter. I have Atlanta. I have both road teams winning in the wild card round in the NFC. I have Atlanta going into Carolina and getting a win. So the Cleveland and Houston game will obviously be the early Saturday game, right? So I have Atlanta going into Carolina and winning. I have New Orleans going into
Boston. That's an exciting game. I know that's not,
Yeah, that would probably be the Saturday. That's going to be the Saturday night game, though. And then I have the Saints going into Los Angeles and beating the Rams. So I have Atlanta and New Orleans as wild cards, both pulling off wins in week one. Then I have New Orleans going into Chicago, pulling off another road victory. The Bears lose their first playoff game again. There will be a double doink involved, if we're getting very specific. I have the Eagles, though, beating Atlanta. This is going to be a close game. I say Eagles beat Atlanta 28-27.
Yeah, so we both have the Eagles over Atlanta.
All right. And then in the NFC Championship game, I have the Saints going into Philadelphia and winning.
All right. So, I have the Eagles losing to New Orleans and in the second round, and I have the Rams losing at home to the Packers, and then I have the Saints over the Packers in the NFC Championship game.
All right. So we both have the Saints in the Super Bowl.
I have Saints Texans. You have Saints Chiefs.
So for you, this week one Saints.
It's a Saints, Monday Night Football Houston. Is a Super Bowl preview.
Wow, monster game.
Yeah, you know.
Who do you have as your Super Bowl champ?
So I'm going to pick the Houston Texans to win the Super Bowl.
Wow. Okay. I mean, you've come out with much stronger takes than I have.
I had the Dolphins win the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Yeah. The 1 and 2 teams in our rankings are the two teams I have in the Super Bowl. But you're going out on a limb a little bit. You're going with Houston over New Orleans. Now, so let's talk about some of those awards that we couldn't talk about yesterday,
yes.
Like MVP.
Yeah, yeah. All right, who is your NFL MVP this year? Does Mahomes go back-to-back?
I mean, if I have Kansas City going 13-3, and it's not because of their defense, so I guess it would be Mahomes again. But
I'm going to say Deshaun Watson.
I'm going very chalky here. Well, I would imagine. How many wins do you have Houston winning?
Just 11. Not like nothing crazy.
11 wins? Okay.
I mean, big numbers with 11 wins winning your division. You could easily win the MVP.
Yeah. So do you have Deshaun Watson in any of your fantasy leagues?
Yes. I think it's very hard because I'm in six, so I have everybody in at least one.
Yeah, too many.
All right, what about AP Offensive Player of the Year?
I mean, this is the idiotic thing, how they have these two different awards, which are so similar anyway. Right.
Yeah, this is like a Saquon Barkley type award if they go 7-9.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Saquon, he'll get 2,000 yards from scrimmage, and, maybe he'll get. But is he going to get 18 touchdowns or whatever he's going to need because, the Giants are going to suck? So I don't know. The safe bet is just say Mahomes for both, then, even though he might not get both.
All right, could we look at the MVP props for a second, see if there's any value, because we did that yesterday. So Mahomes is 5-1. Those are terrible odds for an MVP.
Yeah.
When you miss two games, you basically lose the MVP.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Baker's at 11.5. I don't hate Baker.
That is so insane. Like,
it's absurd.
These are all losers bets.
Rodgers 12-1. That's fine. It doesn't excite me. That's fine. Wentz at 13. It's just a bad bet because he can't stay healthy. Rivers at 15, no. He throws too many interceptions. They like low INT numbers usually, unless you throw 50 touchdowns. Brady at 15, I don't see them. Brady does not put up special numbers anymore. Watson at 18, I think, is the value. Even if you don't love Watson, I think that's the value. Breeze at 18, fine. Cam, again, if Cam plays 16 games, it's not impossible, though. I think his slightly stopping of running will make his numbers less cartoony. Ryan at 25 is not a bad value either. You have the Falcons in the playoffs. I have the Falcons in the playoffs. So Matt Ryan, he'd probably have to win the division unless he just went absolute, banana land.
Mm-hmm.
And then Roethlisberger, if you have them in the playoffs at 32.5, also isn't that crazy. But you're really betting on some of the top guys.
Yeah, he's never
struggling. Come
close. No, that's not going to happen.
Russell 33. Russell puts up really crappy stats. That's not happening. Your quarterback
Russell
at 35.
Wilson should be in the MVP conversation every year. but he doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't have the traditional numbers. To me, Jared Goff is a huge value at 40 to 1.
Goff at 40 is a crazy value because you know, maybe Gurley misses a few games, they pass the ball more, the receivers stay healthy.
Yeah, to me, I mean,
Goff is the same odds
Gurley
as Garoppolo.
Repeat what he did, right? But you still think the Rams are going to be, you know, a top seed? Then to me, Gurley at 40 to 1.
You know,
and
Goff
I also
is,
like
Goff is silly
at 60
40.
To 1.
The only problem is if the Rams are so good again, like, you know, maybe Donald steals some of Goff's thunder and they split it. Yeah, not, like, I mean, literally split it, because, you know, usually one guy gets almost all the votes. But Garoppolo having the same number as Goff is insane. Garoppolo should be 100-1.
Well, I like Dak at 60-1 because, you know, I've obviously, you know, you're a Dak hater. I'm a
Amari
Dak lover,
Cooper
apparently.
Has better odds here than Dak Prescott. I mean, this we may be looking at
it's so stupid.
Play. Yeah, that's
it's
very
completely
dumb.
Moronic.
Matthew Stafford at 150. Those aren't bad odds.
Almost no receiver has ever. I mean, how many receivers have ever won it? Like,
I think
two? I mean,
max
and not
two,
including,
yeah.
like, Don Hutson in 1939 or whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's just Jerry Rice, the 1 year.
So now,
right?
Using our picks, who do you think wins Coach of the Year based on your predictions? If your predictions come true.
I was aware of my predictions yesterday when
I know.
That.
But now I'm just thinking, who is the
upstart
team?
Well, so I have Cincy going 8-8, which means if they only flip one or two of those games, all of a sudden that's why
I picked
Zach
Taylor. Yeah, but
they
weren't that bad last year. You know what I mean? It's much better than expectations, but I don't think that's going to get you.
I think if they win 10 games, Taylor's the Coach of the Year.
Well, let me say, if the Jaguars make it, then, you know, then it could be Marone.
But what? But they're the same team that won the AFC Championship game 2 years ago. So why would he be rewarded for having a terrible season?
I guess probably
middle?
Wouldn't. Yeah, Colts make the playoffs. I think Reich gets it.
Who is making some of these bets? Like Marvin Jones, 250-1 to be the NFL MVP.
I'm trying to think of a scenario.
Demaryius
like,
Thomas.
Well, that's old. I mean, Thomas, you know. I do think Thomas will actually have a few very useful moments for the Patriots this year as their fourth receiver.
Yeah.
But I don't think he will be the NFL MVP. I'm going to really step out on a limb
there. Eli, by the way, Eli at 250-1, Daniel Jones at 750-1.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, if you're Ari Gold and you think the Giants are going to go 11-5, you should be betting on all these. You should be betting all of these.
Yeah. By the way, quarterbacks have won 6 of the last 10 Offensive Player of the Year awards, and the Football Outsiders site, no odds are available for Offensive Player of the Year as the award doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does not. It's a stupid award.
And we discussed Defensive Player of the Year yesterday. All right, so I'm excited. Here's what I wanted to tell the listeners after listening to 32 of these or however many, you know, 20-something of these podcasts. You might think, oh, tonight's the first game. We have 256
football games
left.
Last night.
Well, last night, yeah, but the first game hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
256 football games. You know, that's so many.
Well,
I'm so
267.
Excited. 267 if you include the playoffs.
Yeah.
But I say there's only 267 playoff games. So savor every game like it's the last game of the year because you'll miss this so much.
Like your typical Titans-Jaguars Thursday night matchup.
I was about to say Titans-Jaguars. Like, you don't care about the Titans-Jaguars, but in March you'd give a kidney to watch Titans-Jaguars. So appreciate what you have while you have it. Because, you know, football, even though it should be 12 months a year, isn't. And I'm not excited for the Packers Bears, but I'm excited for football, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, well, I like the particular game doesn't excite me as like the first game of the season, but just the idea of getting football back, you know, being able to watch, you know, a full weekend of football, watching Texas A&M get demolished by Clemson on Saturday. There's nothing really that's more exciting. There's a reason why we love football.
Yeah. By the way, at the end of, oh, that's kind of funny. At the end of, I just went open up my Twitter DMs,
because
at the end of the episode last week, I said if you're like last night, whatever it was, I said if you're a college student, hit me up. Mm-hmm. And I actually Max the Millennial came through first, so I want to say thank you to him. But a whole bunch of people messaged me.
Wow.
Adam and another Adam and Steve and Garrett and Mark.
How many college students are listening to this?
Well, I guess 5.
This podcast might be more popular than I think. If you're getting like 10 DMs on a random request, like into like a
no, only I got 5, and then there's a couple
that's
people
a lot.
On Facebook.
Five's
also,
a
let
lot.
Me open up Facebook. But yeah, I just want to say thank you to all those college students who messaged me. Let's see who else we got here.
No, you don't have to name everyone who DM'd you.
No, I want to say thank you. I asked them to contact me, and they did. So, yeah.
Okay. Anyway. All right, I'm very excited for football. We'll be back hopefully Monday or Tuesday.
So that's that.
With our,
I'm excited. You know,
overview.
I said to you when we started this a month ago that I was not excited, and I've become more excited. Did you see Will Brinson pick the Vikings
more
to win
excited.
The Super Bowl?
Will Brinson pick the Vikings to win the Super Bowl? You sent that to Jerry Chester. Who do you root for in the Packers-Bears game?
it's a tough one. I mean, I usually it's the Bears because the you know I was more worried about the Packers this year. I guess I'm more worried about the. I guess. I mean, the honest answer is I root for them both to lose. I root for a tie.
Yeah, I was thinking, let the Packers have another early season in division tie, yeah. Mess up the whole thing. The truth is, look back last year.
I mean,
I
always root for ties anyways. Ties are obviously always great.
The Vikings missed the kick in the overtime of that tie, right?
They missed three kicks.
They missed three kicks in overtime?
No, they missed one.
I'm saying they missed in overtime. Yeah. And if they hit that kick, they're in the playoffs.
Yes, correct.
Because they were 8-7-1. They would have made the playoffs at 9-7.
Yes. Yeah,
we have
if a lot of things happen differently. Yeah.
Luckily,
playoffs,
we have two of the worst kickers in the league, so we should have very frustrating ends of games.
By the way, the Vikings, cut a fifth round draft pick kicker for the second year in a row, so things are going.
By the way, he is our kicker, and he was literally bad in college, and I have no idea why anybody likes him.
Oh, the Jets got Kari Vedvik?
Yeah, he is literally their kicker. Oh. It makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean,
there's
the Ravens
no way he's better than Cody Parker.
The Ravens said, "Hey, listen, let's put this guy in a preseason game. Hopefully, he hits a couple kicks, and we can get value out of it. And we'll trick the Jets and Vikings into some." And by the way, the Jets were the winners also because the Jets were offering a fifth round draft pick also, or whatever they were offering.
Yeah, the Jets could have had this guy, at least a sixth. They would have given up, and then they didn't, and they got him for free. But he sucks, and they're gonna.
And the Vikings cut him the day after Zimmer said, as Jerry Chester said on our podcast, that he had to learn to be more patient with his kickers. So. Oh, and then the Vikings, and it's not like, well, it's because, the Dan Bailey and Matt Wiley are doing so well that the Vikings had to cut Vedvik. Because then they cut their punter the next day anyways, and they signed Colquitt from, where was Britton Colquitt last year? The Colts or something?
Cleveland, I think.
Cleveland, yeah. So the Vikings cut two punters, or one and a half punters and half kicker. So
I hope your punter rank got bombed.
I redid my historical punter rankings last
January. Oh, boy.